Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local author has published a new novel. Let's go in-depth with Charles Holdifer, author of Bring Me the Head of Mr. Boots.
Well, Charles, how are you?
I'm fine, fine. It's good to talk to you, Bob.
I love talking with you whenever you publish a new novel. You've done a number of them over the years, and the latest is titled Bring Me the Head of Mr. Boots. That just sounds intriguing. Tell us a little bit about it.
It is a bit of a change of pace. Some of my more recent books have maybe been a little bit more political in theme and that sort of thing. And although I still care very much about politics, in some ways I'm a bit saturated on that too. And I wonder if a lot of people feel the same way. But this is a story which is a bit different. It's a story about a sleight of hand magician named Eric, who's also become a police informer. And he gets an assignment to do a magic show at a children's birthday party in the home of someone who's being investigated. This is a way for him to sneak in and get access, and it takes place in this fancy Chicago suburb. Well, it happens that Eric is a close-up magician, and children's birthday parties are not at all his specialty. And he's using borrowed equipment and a borrowed rabbit. And the trick goes disastrously wrong, and he finds himself in deep trouble on both sides of the law. And the novel, which is a comedy, as you probably guessed by now, it describes his effort to get himself out of trouble.
Well, that's what he gets for using a borrowed rabbit.
Yeah, I guess. That's true.
Well, it sounds like there's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I think that's one of the funny things about magic is things can go wrong, and often it's more interesting when they do.
Where did you get this idea? What, did you have just a germ of it, and then it just developed in these wacky ways, or how did that happen?
Well, when I think of it after the fact, in a way, maybe it was kind of inevitable because I was a real magic fan when I was a kid, probably a bit of a geek about magic, so there's always been this material floating around for me, sort of. And you know how it is. A lot of kids go through a phase when they're into magic. But for other kids, they get into it pretty hardcore. And I was one of those kids. And the local public library was helpful in humoring me and getting me books and things like that. And so, you know, I was always pestering my family to show them card tricks. And then a little bit after that, I turned to the community, actually. I took out an ad saying that I would do magic shows. And this was when I was an adolescent and teenager. And so for a few years there, I was, you know, doing birthday parties and church socials and nursing homes. And I actually had a lot of fun with it.
When you had a nice little book come out a year ago, maybe, about magic, that was very nice, too.
Yeah, well, that was kind of a novelty book so thanks for mentioning it. Yeah, it's called Magic Even You Can Do, and that was kind of a novelty book, illustrations and that sort of thing, which I hope is fun. And for this latest book, it's a novel. It's more of a straight up novel with a story, you know, with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Charles Holdifer, author of Bring Me the Head of Mr. Boots.
You went to both Melcher Dallas and Knoxville schools and later the University of Iowa, but our listeners should know that we're speaking and you're in Brussels, Belgium. Tell us the story that took you from Marion County to Belgium and being a writer and novelist.
Yeah, it wasn't really a plan, but I went to the University of Iowa, and then by then I was interested in writing and went to the writer's workshop, And by then, I met a person who lived in Europe, and I followed her back to Europe. And then it wasn't a plan to stay for decades. That's what's turned out to happen. But I do get back regularly because I still have family in Knoxville and also in Jasper County. And I come back to Iowa to teach in the summertime at the Iowa Summer Writing Festival in Iowa City.
We never plan to meet, but it seems like we always bump into each other during your annual visits.
Yeah, that's one of the good things about you see people at the coffee shop. You see, I mean, and also to tell the truth, internet's made a big difference. You know, there are lots of people that I've fallen out of touch with, but now with internet, I see them on social media. And in some ways, I'm more up to date on their lives now than I was, you know, 15 years ago. So that's sort of collapsed distances for a lot of us.
Well, and it's sort of interesting too. We hear a lot bad about social media, but after you and I met years ago, that's been part of the establishment of our friendship.
Yeah, it works. I mean, yeah, there's definitely the good side, and I wish we could kind of, you know, better manage the bad side of social media, but we got to, right now I would have a hard time going back, you know, to the way it was before.
Yeah. Well, do you have any particular influences? I mean, who really helped develop you as a writer here locally? I mean, if we can give somebody credit, I know they're probably not around anymore, but it's nice to hear about local influences.
Absolutely. Well, I remember an English teacher in high school, Mr. Bright. I don't know, I'm sure there are people who still remember him around town. I don't know if he's still local. I'm sure he's retired now. And he was, he just encouraged us to read widely, that he was not always prescriptive. You know, if you were reading and interested, he was encouraging. I appreciated that. The local public library was great, too, because whether it was like for magic books or a little bit later other types of books, the librarians were very friendly and cooperative, and that really, seriously, it made a big difference in my life because, you know, as a kid, I didn't have like a plan to be a writer, and I liked a number of subjects, not just reading and stuff like that. But those are probably the reasons why I ended up eventually going down the track that I did.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Charles Holdafer, author of Bring Me the Head of Mr. Boots. I was at an event the other night and bumped into a young man that I know, and he wants to be a writer, but people are discouraging him. They're saying, you're not going to make any money at being a writer. You need to go do something more productive where you'll, have a higher quality of life with more money. And he was sort of discouraged because he really dreamed of being a writer. If he were here right now, what would you tell him?
Well, I would say that it's probably true. You have to have a day job, but that's okay. I think you should write. I think the people who really write and stick with writing are the people who cannot not write, if you know what I mean. That it's not because someone's going to have to give you a pat on the back that regularly, because frankly, you know, there is rejection, and as you said, you know, people don't make much money at it. But there's a real wonderful pleasure of putting things together. It's the desire itself is a gift that you would be missing out if you didn't cultivate it. So anyone who wants to write, I would say go for it. But of course, go for it open-eyed. You know, I mean, good luck to you, but most likely you're not going to get on a bestseller list. Most likely you're not going to get rich and famous and that kind of thing. But if you're interested in that kind of thing, well, that's not really what writing is. Writing is making sense, putting words together, and getting the pleasure out of language.
So where should, let's say we're talking to that young person again and other young people, where do you begin? You want to write, when you know you want to, let's say, be a novelist, where do you start?
Well, I think you start by reading. I mean, you see what other people have done. And you're not going to reinvent the wheel, I don't think. But of course, we all have different tastes, and so there'll be certain types of books, certain types of stories, certain genres maybe, that are where your passion is. And then what you probably end up doing if you manage to stick to it is you basically you're having a conversation with those people. You're saying, well, yes, I really like this, but here's my spin on it. Here's the way I do it. And it is a lot of work, frankly, but there's a lot of pleasure to that work.
So your new novel, Bring Me the Head of Mr. Boots, what was the kernel of that? What was the first idea, the first thought that grew into a completed novel? Do you remember?
Well, it's kind of a family story in that the main character is this guy who he tries to be a close-up magician. He likes sleight of hand manipulation. That's the kind of magic that personally I like most. I'm less fond of illusionists and David Copperfield and that kind of thing. I like more sleight of hand and close-up. But this fellow is from a magic family. His father had an act, which you probably have seen those kinds of things on TV, where you're dancing around to disco music and glittery clothes and pulling doves out of pans, that sort of thing. And his grandfather was an old sleight of hand man who used to work behind a bar. And so it was sort of the family lore that I found kind of interesting. And having this fellow come to terms in the modern world with trying to be true to that vocation while at the same time being mixed up in this sort of crime caper, which is part of the story.
Well, how wonderful. And people can find your book they can order it at charlesholdefer.com and online elsewhere, but maybe they should just walk into a local independent bookstore and say, hey, can you get this for me?
I think that's a nice idea, and an independent bookstore will be able to do that. They can do that for you.
Well, do you plan on getting back and doing a reading? Oh, maybe this summer?
I really hope to, yes. I'm not sure the next time I'll be back, but I'll probably be back in coming months, and I would really be delighted to do a reading at the public library. Actually, I've been in contact with them, and so we have a tentative idea about that, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and we're looking forward to your reading, too, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Charles Holdefer for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.